Basilio. Bienvenidos a nuestro programa.
Gracias. Buenas tardes a todos.
There you go. how are you?
I'm great. And also, you realize that Aurora Reyes, my partner in crime, is also on the line.
Oh. Hi. Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
We're so delighted that you're with us. Would you start off by sharing a little bit, because I want to talk about the integration of more than one thing, but would you start off by telling us a little bit about what Flamingo actually is?
Want to do that, Laura? Okay. Flamenco is an art form from the south of Spain, the area called Andalusia, and traditionally it involves flamenco singing, referred to as cante, and then later in history, guitar was added as accompaniment, and dance was added after that, and both the singers and the dancers provide a time base using hand clapping, referred to as palmas.
So, in my head, which is obviously not correct, I always thought that flamenco was just a dance. But you're going to be holding, from July 24th to August 24th, Mas Allá Cenes. Did I say that correctly?
It's Mas Allá. Two L's is like a Y sound.
Okay, Mas Allá. And would you share with our audience about this very exciting experience?
Okay, well, we've been performing flamenco for over 40 years, and I came to flamenco from having arrived in New York as a jazz musician, both as a guitarist and for about 6 years as a bass player, and during that period I was exposed also to salsa. Aurora had various dance training, but she found herself when she started studying flamenco, and I had a long fantasy if I could absorb the powerful right-hand technique of flamenco and bring it to my jazz or salsa, I would be like as powerful as any two-handed piano player. But flamenco involves a lot of study, like going down a deep tunnel without a lantern. And it's taken us a long time, but we have come up with a unique fusion that we feel is very authentic on both sides that we, you know, do the fusion with, because the music that we do accompanies the flamenco dance as detailed as traditional flamenco, but we've also immersed flamenco dancers into other structures like jazz and salsa. Sometimes their footwork imitates the rhythms of Latin percussionists. And more recently, like since 2015, we've incorporated a tap dancer, and since 2 years, we came up with an idea because of the powerful influence in contemporary pop to see if we could merge our version of flamenco with rhythms and structures of hip-hop and with a hip-hop dance company.
It sounds fascinating. It really sounds like an interesting blending of different types of music. So now I have to ask you my next question. What type of musical background do you hear for these different pieces?
Well, because I, you know, came to flamenco from outside, and also because I composed in University of Wisconsin, I was exposed to world music through ethnomusicology. This is going back to 1973-1974. And I'm a composer. I have a good head for analyzing music and structure, and I've been able to bring those forms and relate them to flamenco dancers or singers or percussionists. Maybe, Aurora, you want to jump in here.
Well, usually flamenco music isn't written out. It's passed down verbally or auditorily, through families in traditional flamenco. There's whole families that are performance in every aspect. You know, some are flamenco dancers, some are flamenco singers, some are guitarists. You know, they have these family dynasties of performers. That's a major way that the music is passed down. But again, coming from the outside, but it was able to translate that into written music and be correct. It takes a lot of listening, even for flamenco dancers, to understand the music. And the lyrics, the music often suggests that flamenco dancers study flamenco song so that they're familiar with the lyrics, and they are able to respond by improvising. Since they know the length and they know the meaning of the verse, then they're better equipped. So there's a lot of musical education involved in even flamenco dancing.
Which leads me to my next question. I just find what you're saying so fascinating, that, you know, this music has been passed down. There's going to be a panel discussion with question and answers. Could you tell a little bit about where that is, about combining flamenco tap and hip-hop?
Yes.
So we're doing our Masa Ya production in two different venues in Queens. One is at Jamaica Center for Arts and Learning, and then the other one is the Secret Theater in Woodside. And you're referring to our free outreach event at the Secret Theater in Woodside. So
August 14th, 7:30,
about an hour. And so the core artists in this production, which are Alagora and myself, and tap dancer Omar Edwards, who has worked with us on and off since 2016, and then Paige Stewart, Queen Tut, and the Kingdom Dance Company. She's the founder and the director and the choreographer, and Aurora met her through the Queensboro Dance Festival, which she's been doing every summer since 2017.
Also, there's a free class at J-Cal on Wednesday, July 24th at 7 o'clock, Studio A, and it's free. You go to our Eventbrite, Flamenco Latino, and you'll see all these dates for each event,
Right. Three
classes and the concert.
And the concerts are Jamaica Center for Arts and Learning, August 1st, 7:30, two concerts at the Secret Theater in Woodside.
If our listeners did not pull out a pen and pencil, how would they be able to find all of this information so that they can go to these phenomenal concerts and classes, and where should they go?
Okay, so we do have a performance page with links at flamencolatino.com. And for anyone who is not familiar with the word flamenco, it's with men in the center, not flamingo, F-L-A-M-E-N-C-O, and the word Latino without any space or dots. And on our performance page is information about the events, the dates, ticket prices, and I just posted five links to Eventbrite, one for each of the two outreach events and the three concerts. The tickets at J-Cal, the Eventbrite, will direct, the payment to Jamaica Center for Arts and Learning, and we're kind of in charge of the box office for the Eventbrite tickets that are for the Secret Theater. So the listeners could also go to jcal.org to find the two earlier events, but the Secret Theater won't be likely to have any ticket information if they go to the Secret Theater website. So go to Flamenco Latino for the flamencolatino.com.
So I was going to ask you what the Secret Theater was really all about, but I guess you're not going to tell me, huh?
The Secret Theater is another great organization in Woodside. They have plenty of their own productions. The director, Richard Mazda, is very into Shakespeare, so he's always doing that. but they have a lot of productions of new, off Broadway type things. In fact, the last thing that I saw advertised over there was called Death in the Disco.
Well, our time has run out, but this has just been such a wonderful opportunity to hear all that's going on. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much.
Great to be with you.
Have a good evening.
Bye. Adios.
Adios.